Have you ever wanted answers? A burning question in your mind? Well, here's your chance to ask it. So you want an answer to a question. There's an omnipotent being that I know of known as Void. Void is a mythical creature originating in the hieroglyphics of Egypt. He's portrayed as a dark angel similar to the Angel of Death. This isn't their exact name. Some call him the Darkness, some the End, some religious individuals even go as far as to say Satan himself, but this isn't important, so let's just refer to him as the Void. This is what's essentially going to happen. If you complete this ritual, Void will bring you into the Void, which is just basically a dark plane, and will answer any question you want, big or small. Want an answer to your math homework, or if intelligent life exists elsewhere, where to find them? Or if multiverse theory is correct. Ask away. No consequences, no catches, no lifelong curses, just the answer. What if you fail? No. He'll bring you to that empty void. And he'll keep you there. For eternity. He won't even let you die, just eternal darkness in him. But let's not try to think of that. Let's get into the ritual. Here is how to begin. Write a letter on a neat, perfect sheet of clear, white paper. Handwriting doesn't matter. What does matter is your grammar and spelling. You'll understand any language as long as you don't use two different ones. Hell, even if you miss a period or don't indent, you won't come. Be polite. If you insult him or write in an informal manner, it won't work. So no foul or demeaning language, even if your intent is to compliment him. I'd recommend that you proofread it beforehand. No, you're not allowed to typewrite. After you have your letter, do not fold it. Get it wet, wrinkle it, or anything of the like. It has to be clean. The exception is that you have to put sage into it. Don't forget it. After you put the sage is when you crush it into a ball and then you burn it. Burn it until it turns into ash. And after that, ingest it. Don't try to drown it out with water. It has to come in dry. If you've done all this correctly, the ritual starts at 12 a.m. Do whatever you want before 12. Just make sure that you're asleep before the aform time. If you suddenly get cold feet and want to exit out of the ritual, just don't be asleep by 12, whatever you do. Do not fall asleep. He will bring you into the void. If your soul is brave, and you'd like to continue, then be asleep. You'll suddenly be jolted awake at exactly 12. Don't open your eyes. Your position better have been comfortable because you'll be like this for 6 hours. This is the difficult part. You have to maintain your position once you wake up. If your arm is under your pillow and it's hot, well, too bad. Make sure that you went to the potty beforehand, because this counts as moving if you pee yourself in fear. Don't do any bodily functions, like yawn, sneeze, cough. Getting hiccups is like a death wish. Try sleeping under a blanket so that he might not be able to see you that well. Just remember to stay still. And don't move. I'll assume you're sleeping straight on your back. At 12:30, you may be bored by now. You might be thinking that this would be easy. How wrong you were. Your door will suddenly open, and you'll feel his presence. Don't open your eyes. Don't move. At 12:45, you'll start hearing footsteps coming closer. Don't worry. He won't touch you. Don't fear, or do fear. This is dramatic for sure. At 1, you might be getting confident, until Void starts to mess with you. At around 1, your nose will start to feel a sensation. It will twitch. It's okay. Start to feel itchy. But he's doing this. Don't scratch. Don't. Maybe twitch it against your pillow or bed if you're sleeping against it. It'll only get worse from here on out. At 1:30, the itch will get even worse. Your nose might twitch some more. Try to prevent this. You might even start to feel itchy around your entire face. At 2:05, this is where it gets fun. 5 minutes after 2, water will start to drip from your roof or wherever you sleep. Sheltered or not, it'll start as just an occasional drop on your face. By 2:20, it might just start dropping every 10 seconds. At 2:30, the itch will move onto your arms and your legs. You might even feel a mosquito bite your arm or leg, giving you a sudden urge to itch. Ignore this. 3:33, Void will start to get desperate and start talking to you. When translated, he might say things like, "I'll kill your entire family. I'll see you in hell." Don't worry. He can't do anything physical to you or anybody else unless you fail. At 4, Void will start to break things. If you have a computer or a gaming console, it will sound like he's tearing it apart. He can't take or break anything valuable. Just don't look. At this point, the itchiness might become unbearable. Don't itch. At 4:30, the water will become a steady stream. Your cushions might be gushing with water. If you're sleeping with your nose up, the water will get into your system. That's what gets most people. The water will start to reek foul odor, described as a mixture of moldy meat and wet cat food. Ignore the scent. Ignore the itch. Don't move. 5 a.m. 1 hour. Void's desperation is just as immense as the itch. You will feel a heat overwhelm your body like your entire house is on fire. The water won't even cool you down. You just start sweating, but that's okay. The heat won't get any worse. Just don't open your eyes. At 5:30, in the darkness of your eyes, you will start to see illusions of Void. Seeing his face, seeing him in the corner of your eye, they're not real. Don't run. He couldn't hurt you if he tried. At 5:45, there's only 15 minutes left. The sweat, itch, and fear will be too much for most. Void's voice will start to get even louder. He will be shouting and insulting you. "I'll kill your whole family." He'll start to insult you personally. "You're not good enough." Oh God. He'll sense the tears through the water. At 5:50, the illusion will start to get more realistic and more horrific. Like someone you care deeply for melting in a house fire. They're not real. Please don't open your eyes. 5:55, everything stops. You feel as if the ritual is done, but don't relax yet. It's about to get even worse. Nothing will happen for the next 4 minutes. Prepare for the worst. At 5:59, everything will start again. The water will become denser. The fire will start. He'll start talking and just shouting. Shouting louder than a gunshot. The illusion will break. Your loved ones, your mom, your dad will scream, "Help us." The itch will feel like blisters on your skin. The urge to itch will overwhelm any human being. These aren't real. None of this is real. At 6, it stops. You might doubt yourself for a second. You've done it. You've beaten Void. Now, all this for a question? Yeah, unfortunately so. No good or bad consequences. Like I said, just the answer. They'll congratulate you and ask you for the question. Stay in the Void as long as you want. If you like eternal darkness. If you want to leave, ask him the question. And after he gives it out, he'll send you back into your bed or wherever you slept on. This might traumatize you. It very well should. But like I said, this question has to be worth the risk. Or not. Proceed. At your own risk.